And today's last word in business is hot spot that was not. Coshocton County, Ohio, is offering its residents free wireless internet access on the blocks surrounding the county courthouse, but that free Wi-Fi was shut down last week after a single user was found to have illegally downloaded a movie. Sony Pictures notified the county's internet provider, which then sent a note to the county's IT director, Michael Levine.
In the email, it says, disable access to the individual who has engaged in the conduct described above, and terminate any and all accounts that this individual has through you.
Okay, so Levine couldn't identify the individual, so he shut down the entire network. It looked like a case of corporate giants squashing efforts to provide internet access to ordinary citizens.
That was certainly not what we were seeking in this case.
Jim Kennedy is with Sony.
In no way would we like citizens to be prohibited from getting access to the internet. We think it's a great idea when communities are able to offer Wi-Fi service to people in this way, and that's something to be encouraged.
The story may be that the county overreacted. Jonathan Zittrain is an internet law expert at Harvard University.
It's not at all clear that for somebody running a network, the minute that someone, one of the subscribers, is alleged to have done something wrong on it, there's no reason to think the network itself is responsible. In fact, there's plenty of reason to think that the network might be immune from complaint.
We can tell you that Coshocton's free Wi-Fi has since been restored, apparently after the county received assurances from Sony that no action would be taken. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.